Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to the Words, Women, and Wisdom radio show, streaming on BBS Radio from California and syndicating to over 100 stations globally and numerous podcast platforms, including Podopolo. I'm your show host, Yvonne E.L. Silva. My mission is uplifting the spirit of humanity, and I do that by showcasing amazing women who have risen from tragedy to triumph, from a point of chaos to confidence, risen to success, and are now making a huge contribution both in their community and often globally as well. If we haven't met, as a female founder and entrepreneur, a certified executive coach in charge of HR professional, I've worked with thousands of people, women especially, to find excellent career choices, and in the past 10 years in particular, supporting senior women, mission-inspired women, excel in their leadership, and today, especially, focusing on evolving women's confidence. So today, in the work I do as a coach and mentor to mission-inspired entrepreneurs and conscious leaders who are ready to flourish in business, often I find that they struggle with self-doubt and being heard in a man's world. Now, Maureen Pisani, my guest today, does not struggle with self-doubt or being heard, and I'll be happy to introduce her in just a moment. So I do help my women clients master their confidence, find their authentic voice, so they can ultimately negotiate what they want, have more sales, grow their business and their team, and then business is fun and sustainable. And with those enhanced communication skills, they can authentically lead, expand, grow, and have fun, and also have that balance that female entrepreneurs seek and be great role models for our kids. So I met Maureen recently at a business summit working with some other lovely speakers, some millionaires, billionaires. It was an incredible session, and I'm delighted to bring Maureen to the show. So welcome, Maureen.
Thank you so very much.
You are welcome. Now, Maureen is actually known as the Hypno Lady. This sounds so intriguing, and I'm so glad to have you live on the show. So you have an interesting background. You're a certified master hypnotherapist, the founder of ProThrive Science-Based Hypnotherapy, where you're working with individuals and groups, both online and in person, and helping them empower, streamline success, and truly thrive. So this is all about the mind, and it's interesting to see what can happen when we actually work on our mindset, and as you say, you know, change your mind, transform your life. So Maureen is luckily bringing to us lots of years of experience. I mean, really being seasoned. The author of 13 different books, including one which I'm sure we're going to draw on content from, Against All Odds. Also, Invisible to Invincible, all about finding strength at times of challenge and controversy. And you are also a world-renowned motivational speaker, and you are the resident hypnotherapist at the Chopra Center in Carlsbad until fall of 2019. So really a lot of experience to bring to the world, bringing in all kinds of intriguing techniques, neuro-linguistic programming, EFT, emotional freedom tapping, therapeutic guided imagery, Reiki, and you've also brought forward experiences as a director, instructor, and mentor at two nationally accredited universities where you shared your love of hypnotherapy as well as working with students to watch people expand and grow. So delighted to have you on the show today.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thank you for introducing me so eloquently.
Well, I think it's interesting. I hear a lot of my guests saying, wow, I never realized how much I'd actually done until I listened to my own bio being read out. So you are an accomplished speaker, author, 13 books, plus a research paper issued by the neuroscience department at UCLA, and also, you know, really being as you describe, a poster child for how hypnotherapy can really change your life for the better. So I am intrigued to dive into your story. Are you phoning in from San Diego today?
Yes, actually.
Okay. So you and I both have an accent. I'm originally from England, in the UK, and you're originally from Malta, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So let's hear, what is the story? How did you get so intrigued to dive into the world of hypnotherapy? Because I'm sure that there is some sort of tragedy to triumph story there as well.
Oh, without a doubt. So, one of the things I can share with you very easily is that I am a hypnotherapist because it changed my life.
Mm.
Many years ago, I was working in a doctor's office, three orthopedic surgeons, and I was the medical historian. So I typed at the speed of speech. I loved helping patients, and I kind of overdid it. Long story short, instead of getting carpal tunnel, which a lot of people have, it requires one surgery and you basically go back to living a normal life, mm-hmm. I ended up injuring my elbows. So I ended up having 10 surgeries, 5 on each elbow.
Wow.
It was awful. It was just awful. I had unbelievable pain. Each surgery came with being in a cast, with ridiculous intensities of pain, taking 24 pills a day, 14 of them were pain meds. And it was 6 years of basic hell. It never ended. I mean, the pain was 24/7, couldn't sleep more than 40 minutes, lost 80% grip strength on the right and 75% on the left. And I did everything the doctor said, jumped through every hoop. And after 6 years, we ended up at the end of the line because they ran out of ideas. So their conclusion for me was 100% disability, Social Security, lifetime supply of medication, and bye-bye. And I was 30.
Wow. Well, I know that you are a dynamic woman, so that that diagnosis, I'm sure, did not sit well with you.
And that's the piece that they took by surprise. They were completely flabbergasted that I was upset. And I'm telling them, I'm 30 years old. You cannot write me off. And they sent me to like 25 psychiatrists because they couldn't grasp why I would not just take the victim label and go hide.
Wow.
Some of them.
6 years of pain. I mean, I was thinking, as you were saying, 5 surgeries on each elbow. With the recovery time, that would have been a long journey. So, wow, 6 years is a long time.
Yes, and it only got worse. Every surgery only got worse. So when they went in hoping that it would alleviate something, it didn't. And then I stumbled on hypnosis. Today, I can tell you it was divine intervention. The hook, because this is where, you know, I have a really quirky sense of humor, but I know that God's sense of humor is funnier than mine. Growing up in Malta, it was, I mean, seriously, you won't believe this. Growing up in Malta, I used to watch the show, the TV show, Starsky and Hutch.
Right.
And there's a piece of me that I still jokingly call Maureen from Malta, and that piece came off the boat last night. There are certain things that still tickle me pink. I've been in this great country for 26 years, and there are still things that I, wow, just completely in awe, right? So about 8 miles from where I used to live at the time, they were going to have the car from Starsky and Hutch. So I had to go. Now, I go for the car. The car's there. I'm the only one who's visibly excited because I'm like, oh, my God. And next to the car, there's a little stall, a little kiosk with a lady offering free handwriting analysis. I was in Social Security at the time. That's all I could afford. So I went, I gave her my little handwriting sample, and she read me like a book. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, you have to tell me. You have to tell me, how did you learn this? And this tiny Asian lady. It was almost like a drug deal. She looked to her right and she looked to her left, and as she slipped this brochure across the table, whispered, "Call them." And I have no idea what I'm calling, but I called. And I went in, and I'm curious, and I'm excited, and I asked two questions, because anybody who knows Malta knows that basically St. Paul was shipwrecked there, so 99.9 Catholic. I had two questions for the director. One, can you do this without your arm? And two, is this against the church? And he was like, it's not against the church, it's all scientific, which, yes, it is. And two, he looked at me and said, if you can snap your fingers, you can do this. So I started the journey. But I couldn't write notes because my hands would cramp up. So I go to him. I'm desperate. I want to learn so much, but my body's hurting so much. And he looks at me and says, what about a hypnotherapy session? I'm on 24 pills a day. My mind was still foggy. So I go in. I experience this mysterious thing called hypnosis. I felt absolutely nothing. I was not asleep. There were no tingling. There was no magic. Only in two sessions, the pain was gone.
In two sessions?
Two sessions.
Wow. So knowing what you know now, how did that happen?
Well, here's the thing. The surgeons, I want you to look at the body like mechanics. The surgeons fixed what mechanically was wrong. But we're not an engine. We're not just a body. We're a morphing combination of mind, brain, and body. We have emotions. We have memories. And there was this piece that nobody in the Western world approached. The mind. The conscious mind and the unconscious mind. And what that hypnotherapist did with me was approach the problem from the unconscious mind's understanding. There's a secret. We all know that we have what we call a physiological homeostasis. Homeostasis simply means the need to stay the same. The physiological homeostasis is for us to be at 98.6 degrees. So if we're in the equator, and we sweat to keep our body cool. But if we're in Alaska or northern Canada, we shiver to keep our body warm.
Well, I'm shivering today, I have to say, because it's like 2 degrees here.
Oh, my goodness gracious me. That's amazing.
I'm only in Calgary, so I'm just about 3 hours north of Montana, but it's still very chilly here today. So
I understand
that. Interesting.
I was in Calgary last year. Yes, I know. It's beautiful.
Okay. So they were working on your unconscious mind and your memories. Of your arm before it was pain-filled?
Well, here's the thing. The unconscious homeostasis is the need to stay the same to what you have become accustomed to. My body and my mind had gotten accustomed to 24-hour discomfort. The thought of becoming a healed physical body that was comfortable regardless of activities was completely foreign. So with hypnosis, he suggested and basically planted these new ideas. And the second my unconscious mind understood they were safe to accept, they shed the old painful memory and grasped onto your body can, yes, now be healthy and comfortable and functional.
And that was how many years ago now, Maureen?
Well, I've been a hypnotherapist for 15 years.
Wow.
It's been fantastic.
Well, when you're talking about the handwriting analysis, it's making me chuckle because I remember in England, I think I was about 19, and I was at the beach at the seaside, and they had a little tent set up, and it was a lady who was reading tea leaves, and she said to me, you know, she read my tea leaves, and she said, "You're going to move to another country within a year, and you're going to end up with four children. You're going to get swept off your feet by a handsome man. Then you're going to end up being responsible for four children. And at the time, I mean, I was just stunned. And yet what happened was exactly that. About a year later, I got invited by my company, to move. I was one of three people picked to move with the company to open up a Canadian office. I did end up within a year falling in love. I ended up, falling out and then remarrying. But in the meantime, had one child, and then my second husband has three kids. And so there's the four children.
There you go.
So you never know when you're walking into, a little tent or into one of these conversations that we're drawn to, what magic, what futuristic planning is at work with the universe. So interesting. So the the pain-free within two sessions. So what happened then? Because between then and now, you obviously have taken a lot of additional training and resources. And are working, you've been working as an instructor and mentor at accredited universities, sharing your skills. So what's the next piece of what happened?
The second my arms came back, it was like I had a new future. You know how when they have a horse race and all the horses are behind the gate and then they open the gate and the race really starts?
Yep.
So when my arms came back, the gates opened and I was unstoppable. And it was so much fun because now I had a tool. Remember, I was written off literally by the Western medical system. Not everybody is a lost case. So how many people could I help? Thousands, millions. So I was on a mission. But I didn't want to shoot from the hip. There's a lot of people who do the bare minimum. And I promised to me and to each and every one of my clients that I would give them my best. So for me to give my best, I had to study. So I'm at the master's level in all modalities because that's the only way I can actually help shift their status quo into a much better level of life, which is why my company is called Pro Thrive. Right. Some people think that I can help professionals thrive, but I'm actually taking all my clients from the so-so, the existing, that'll do, to actually thriving.
Mm-hmm. There is a big difference, isn't there, between surviving and thriving? Small in difference in words, but big in difference in impact, isn't it?
Yes. And it basically, it's what you mentioned in the beginning. It's confidence. It's self-esteem. It's, do I deserve it?
Mm-hmm.
So if we label life from 0 to 10, thriving is 8, 9, 10. But most are living in 4 and 5 because they don't think they can.
Well, this is so interesting. And I'm going to encourage our listeners to, I'm sure that there are questions coming up in your mind. This is your opportunity.
Yes.
This is your opportunity to phone into the show with your questions for Maureen or myself. And the number to use is 1-888-627-6008. So again, that number is 1-888-627-6008. Or if you're phoning in from Canada and having a challenge with the 1-888 number, the other number is 323-744-4831. Again, that's 323-744-4831. Okay. So let's keep going because I know that there are so many other interesting things that you're up to now. I mean, you're living in San Diego. You're bringing all of yourself to the party now. So you've got this full use of your all of your limbs. You're now bringing to life the beautiful work that you can do to share these healing modalities, as well as, dancing and knitting blankets for premature babies and gardening. I mean, you really have a full life. So tell me a little bit more about this topic of how you bring in EFT tapping, NLP, and also I'm intrigued about the therapeutic guided imagery. I haven't run across that before.
Absolutely. So I offer what I like to call the Pisani method. It's a multi-directional approach. For some, and yes, I'm going to give a disclaimer first, I respect psychiatrists and psychologists because they handle the dark side of life, which I wouldn't want to touch with a 10-foot pole. But for some, you will hear them say to their patient, let's approach this from direction A. And if in 3 weeks, the 21 days of change, nothing changes, let's go to direction B. And if that in 3 weeks doesn't give you results, let's approach direction C. In the meantime, there is 9 weeks here and you still don't have results, which I don't think in today's day and age is acceptable. So with my directional, multi-directional approach, the Pisani method is encompassing, holistic with a W. So we have the mind-body connection here. EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, is based on the Chinese acupuncture meridians. And we tap on the beginning or the ending of a meridian. So if you visualize a river that's flowing, but then a tree falls and the tree blocks 75% of the river, you can visualize how behind the tree there's a backup and in front of the tree there's a lack. When we have energy flowing through us, and we are energy, sometimes situations, pains, wounds, negative energy gets stagnant and stuck in the physical body. So we have certain rivers, the meridians, that are what we know as yin and yang, yin being too much and yang being deficient. So with the EFT tapping, we basically reorganize, remove those tree trunks, and we get the flow through the body to be as it should, flowing smoothly, consistently, and full force. So EFT tapping could be like fixing your lights in your circuit breaker at home. You switch one of the circuit breaker switches, and the light in the bedroom goes off and on, but you're not in the bedroom. It's effective. I like to call it needle-less acupuncture. And it's effective because, one, Chinese medicine has been here for 5,000 years. Two, EFT has been one of the fastest way to release blocks. And three, everybody can do it at home. Which is why, yeah, I actually have 7 books on EFT and hypnosis together. So people can basically just get the workbook and do it themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've certainly partaken in some EFT and tapping sessions myself in the past. I know that some of my practitioners have used NLP on me. So the therapeutic guided imagery, what's that piece about?
So when it comes to the unconscious mind, our unconscious mind is, think of a 6-year-old little kid. If you tell a 6-year-old, I want you to go into the accounts and the books and do the P&Ls and tell me, you know, how much we spent, what percentage we spent on this, it's not going to do it. Therapeutic guided imagery is the ability, once the client is in hypnosis, so their unconscious mind is open to suggestions, to weave a personalized story where the morals of the story are what the suggestions are. So the unconscious mind takes in the story. A story is fun. A story is engaging. A story is intriguing. And the more curious the unconscious mind is, the faster it accepts it. And the faster the suggestions are accepted, the faster they're yours. And the faster they're yours, the faster you get results.
It sounds very intriguing.
And one of the things I have done, I have 2 books called Timeless Hypnotic Scripts, because a lot of hypnotherapists know the technique of how to get somebody into hypnosis, but then they'll know what to say once the client is in state.
So those two books are specifically for the newbies, for the rookies, who kind of need to prime the pump. And each journey that I've written, they're all mine. I have created all of them, but each has alternate endings. So I give the structure, I give the new hypnotherapist the beige version, and then they can do fuchsia and indigo and fluorescent green according to the client they're working with.
So very interesting. So I'm curious, how did you end up doing your work at the Chopra Center?
So one of the secrets, since as far back as I can remember, I always wanted more. So if I was at a level 6.7 and I recognized that there was an 8 available, I was not going to stop at a 6.7. And I always wanted, and the next step, and the next step, and the next step. So when I was a program director in San Diego with the second college, to grow my course, my program, I would do presentations everywhere and anywhere. Cafes, companies, fairs, whatever I could put my foot in, I would be there. So then one day I get a call from the director of the Mind Body Center, who very nicely told me that one of their guests had told them that they needed me as a presenter there, because she had been in one of my presentations somewhere. To be quite honest, I still don't know who this lady is, and I'm eternally grateful to her.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in, the lady, the director wanted to interview me, and we set it up. And the interview's purpose from her end was for me to be a backup presenter, just in case one of the big names canceled at the last minute.
Right.
That wasn't my goal at all. Because when the Chopra Center calls you, you step up.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Deepak Chopra.
Absolutely, right? So I show up, and after 2.5 hours of an interview, which also included, and now hypnotize me, we're ending the interview, and I start looking around her office. And she's looking at me like, what's wrong? Is something wrong with this room? So she asks me, and I say, no, nothing's wrong with the room. I would actually need not even half the size of this room. And she's looking at me completely flabbergasted. She has no clue where I'm going with this. And she goes, what do you mean? What would you need? I said, well, thank you for the opportunity to talk to you today. I said, but because you mentioned that you want me as a backup presenter. But if you appreciate that hypnotherapy works and is beneficial to your guests, wouldn't offering at a service be better? And that's how we began. I would give a presentation on a Wednesday, and then I sold out Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday because people were fighting for appointments. And from the backup presenter for the just in case, I ended up the number one seller at the Chopra Center.
Well,
it's fun.
This goes to show what happens when people experience your services. So I am thoroughly looking forward to working with you in the next few weeks myself personally to experience this. So very, very interesting. And tell me a little bit about the book Against All Odds. That's one of your books. And then also Invisible to Invincible, Finding Strength in Times of Challenge and Controversy. What are the essence of your book teachings?
Invisible to Invincible was written 2 years ago, and it's almost like a mini memoir. And the reason I wrote it is because for people to trust me, they need to know me. And the book shares a few what we call values. So the audience, the reader, understands that when I say, you can do this, you can climb out of your valley, you can triumph, you can go from chaos to confidence, I know because I've done it. Right. I can go from tragedy to triumph because I've lived it. The reason Invisible to Invincible was written is to guide them through
talking about undiscussable topics, you know, like death and life after death and spirituality and all that stuff, because they need to know, one, where I stand, and two, they can talk to me about anything. Against all odds, I published September 24th, and I am very pleased to say it became a number one bestseller in the hypnotherapy category, and it was a bestseller in the self-help category, which took me by surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So Against All Odds is more like a self-help. It walks you through chapters of my life, but then I'm bringing in the reader with questions in specific places, very strategic places, where they finish my story, but then I take it back to them. How did you react if something like this happened? How did you react when you faced this? How are you holding on to things? How much have you let go or released? And then I walk them through. And against all odds, the irony here is against all odds, I'm here. Against all odods, being written off and 100% disabled, I am now living this ridiculously impressive life that I am so grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
But it was because I took a chance. I had no idea what hypnosis was, and I took a chance.
Yeah.
And I walked them through not only the journey, but then how are we going to change it? We have something called self-identity, and self-identity happens in a split second. So if you're waking up and you walk into the bathroom, do you look in the mirror and go, oh my goodness, you're gorgeous? Or do you walk into the mirror and go, oh my God, she's there again? So how we see ourselves affects everything we do. Self-identity is comprised of self-confidence, can I do it? Self-esteem, do I deserve it? Self-acceptance, self-worth, self-respect, and self-love. And I walk the reader through how each of those, if not at 100%, affects us. Which is why my tagline is usually, I help the personal so the professional can succeed. Because your left brain can totally be in the business world, but if inside you have this nagging feeling, oh, I don't deserve that. No, I can never do that. They're not going to give me the job, right? No. Am I going to win that proposal? No, I don't think I can. You just basically cutting yourself off at the knees.
Absolutely.
So the against all odds is against all the odds you faced. We can make this happen.
Excellent. Well, that's definitely going to be one of those add to my reading list. And I think now would be a great time just to take a short break. And we're actually going to run a little bit of information about my best-selling book, too. It's called Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. And this is also a bestseller, hit in two categories, picked up bestseller overnight. And it's really about helping women to elevate their confidence and to help them have more opportunities to ask for what they want in business and get it.
Perfect.
So let's just run that short clip.
Ladies, a new book is on the horizon. Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. This new book is for women ready to rediscover their inner confidence, take a stand for themselves in life and business by using more powerful language. Words are so powerful and already changed history. On October 5th, the New York Times published a story detailing decades of allegations of sexual harassment against film producer Harvey Weinstein. And numerous women in the entertainment industry found the courage to go public, banding together with a powerful voice that change is long overdue. Even Oprah Winfrey, television network icon, gave a rousing speech at the Golden Globe Awards in January. The media has showcased the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. The Me Too movement is flourishing and all signaling it's time for women's equality and change. I believe it's time to give women the verbal agility to create more confident conversations. Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations is the book which provides practical approaches for women to ask for what we really want and receive our request.
Hello, I'm Yvonne Silver, Certified Executive Coach and Senior HR Professional, seasoned in business. I teach women to flourish in business by using more confident language to help empower and engage others. This book is the result of over 35 years of my career, professional career, working in 4 different countries. I've interviewed over 6,000 people in my career for job interviews, executive coaching, for sales and consulting conversations. And I've listened to hundreds of women in particular who are looking for a better way to collaborate. They're looking to be asking for what they really want and heard and validated, especially in business. And women often earn less than men for doing exactly the same job. It's 2018. It's time for change.
The Modern Art of Confident Conversations explores words we use at home, at work, words that trip us up, elevate us, and encourage us, and when no words are even required. It is about how to leverage the power of words in a positive, in a collaborative and impactful way. Now I work with women entrepreneurs and leaders who are empowering other women and leading through mentorship programs and my coaching, public speaking, interviews, and writing. I'm passionate about women's equality. Why? I grew up in England in a house with a flow of negative comments from my father, which destroyed my mum's dignity until she became an empty shell of the vibrant woman she'd once been, belittled by constant criticism and questioning of her abilities. Through my own life journey and supporting hundreds of female clients, I've discovered critical words to ask to get what we really want collaboratively. I know there are critical links between our language, our behavior, our mindset, and our success in life. Words from a song can replay in our head for hours, and poetry can bring a lump in our throats. I've combined my insights with interviews from influential women, sharing their pearls of wisdom, supplemented with research and reference studies from established scholars. Women are rising up. It's time for women to be heard. Let's use more powerful, positive language and join the rising tide of change. This book is for you, a woman looking to the future, ready to embrace significant positive changes in your life by using more confident language. Eliminate those words that drain your power, add words that energize and invigorate, and shift from ordinary to extraordinary. Just one word can change your life. I believe every woman needs their own copy of this powerful book. It's time for action and time for change. Order and reserve your own copy of Words, Women, and Wisdom today.
Thanks, Doug, our show producer, for running that. Maureen, I have some interesting thoughts running through my head. I love what you said about the self-identity piece. And as a female leader, entrepreneur, I'm curious to find out, you know, if you're thinking about the most important lessons that you've learned over your journey, particularly as a woman entrepreneur, what would some of those nuggets be? Is there maybe 3 to 5 things that you'd like to share with the female listeners that are really critical for success in business?
Thank you. That was a fantastic question. And yes, I will definitely share. So ladies, believe in yourself. I have reached this level because I decided that I wanted to reach this level. I joke about the fact that I'm going to reach the level of success that I want because I'm crazy enough to actually believe it. In the books, In both Invisible and Against All Odds, I mentioned an incident where in the first college I worked at, one of my colleague instructors, in a full rage, he was tomato red, in a full rage, in front of people, with his finger about 2 inches away from my face, yelling at the top of his lungs, said, "Do you want to know what's wrong with you, Maureen?" Now, be ready, because it's really scary, okay? "Do you know what's wrong with you, Maureen? You're unstoppable. That's what's wrong with you." And all I had in my head was, "Don't smirk, because I'll have a stroke. Please don't smirk, Maureen. Keep it together." So that's secret number one. I can't make this up. He gives me the best compliment of my lifetime, and he's telling me that it's a bad thing.
Well,
believe in yourself. Two, be ethical. Be in integrity. I cannot stress it enough. Unfortunately, sorry, Doug, this is against males, but for some reason, and it's been millennia, right? They've had the playing field. They've had the advantage. They tipped the scales. Understandably so. They wanted to be top. But now it's our turn. Now, and by the way, even numerologically, one is a masculine number. Two is a feminine number. So now, with the second we went into 2000, it's shifting. We can't help it. It's already in the works. So because we now need to step up and step up hard and solid, the only foundation that will never crack is integrity and ethics. Do what you say you're going to do. Be who you claim to be.
Right. I remember
Tell me.
Well, I didn't mean to cut you off there with your thought. Why don't you finish your thought, and then I'll share what I was going to say.
Oh, sure. Thank you. When it comes to how we are presenting ourselves, we have naysayers in our own families. We have naysayers from our own friends. Don't give them the ammunition if you wishy-washy. A straight line is a straight line. If your ethics are never bended, you are in integrity, you are ethical. And that's going to come back, because the truth always bubbles up to the surface.
Absolutely.
So there are no exceptions to the rule. You say yes to yes and no to no. And then that is going to give you the launching pad for tremendous success.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I was going to mention when I had a performance review in my last corporate job, VP of corporate, VP of client services was the role. This has been a global talent management firm. And we were talking about performance reviews, and the scoring, the way that was the system worked, was you got scored out of either 5 or 10, I can't remember now. And one of the topics was integrity. I said, you can't score integrity out of 10. You either have it or you don't, which is exactly what you're saying. It's either yes or it's no, but there's no gray middle ground. So thank you. Love that one.
You're welcome. The other thing is, Charles Darwin stated it, survival of the fittest. Now, he didn't mean survival of the biggest, because the dinosaurs would have survived.
Right.
He meant survival of the fittest, being the most adaptable. So in these changing times, to do it because this is how we've always done it is the worst sentence a business owner can state.
Mm-hmm.
If they had a product that in the 1990s worked, today it's not going to work. They need to adapt. They need to upgrade. They need to go with the times. They need to learn, which is another thing that I am incredibly serious about. When I present to you that I am at the master's level, that's because I know that that's how I'm going to delineate myself from all the other people who took a weekend course.
Right.
Would you really want to trust your future to somebody who took a weekend course? So come in from, what can I do to improve? And by the way, we are all going to face adversities. So instead of looking at it as a hurdle, instead of looking at it like, oh my gosh, this again, how am I supposed to do this, right? Learn, what is this lesson about? What can I glean from this? How is this going to make me grow? Because sometimes the best presents come in very ugly wrapping. 10 surgeries.
Yeah, sandpaper, right?
Yes, exactly. So with me, today, in hindsight, I can tell you I was born to be a hypnotherapist. But I was in the Western world. I had no idea hypnotherapy even existed. So the gift came with very ugly wrapping, because 6 years, 10 surgeries and 25,000 pills and 100% disability is not exactly fun. But then, think of the breakthrough. Think of the freedom. Think of, I mean, I remember sitting, just looking at my arms going, they're working again. If somebody had to run nerve tests right now, today, they're still find permanent nerve damage. Physicians can't explain why my arms work, but they do. So think past the limitations. Go past every no, because at some point you will get a yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm actually a big fan of continuing education, for sure. And even just this spring, part of my work in working through COVID in terms of becoming adaptable was to take some additional training, coach certification training, that was adding to my toolkit. So now it's about upgrading my internal operating system and doing the same mm-hmm. thing for my clients, so that they can be more adaptable in today's world, use the latest tools in business, the latest approaches, and also some really cool technology tools as well, so that you really can upgrade in times when there is challenge. I mean, you talk mm-hmm. in your bio about finding strength at times of challenge and controversy. And certainly I think there's been a lot of controversy too over the past few months, as different people try different things, talk about the pandemic in different ways. But I just love your positive attitude, Maureen. It's so powerful. I mean, obviously you can't do the work that you do and be founder of an organization called Pro Thrive unless you are positive. But it just mm-hmm. comes through in the strength of your language, the examples you're giving, the ways that you're describing the impact of the work you do. So powerful. Any other lessons that you haven't mentioned?
Yes. So the reason I am on my soapbox today, because hypnosis and hypnotherapy are probably the most misunderstood modality. A lot of people connect it to stage hypnosis, which it isn't. So when it comes to anything we do, your phones, your computers, you know that what's showing on the screen is actually determined by the CPU.
Right.
You know that every so often you get a message from your phone, time to upgrade.
Yeah.
Well, here's the issue, because most of our unconscious mind programming is set by age 8.
Mm-hmm.
So the goals we set as an 8-year-old are very different than what we want to achieve as adults.
Yeah.
So people come to me with, you know, I have the business, I have the structure, but I'm not making the money it should make. Well, that's because your unconscious programming is stuck.
Right.
And then we upgrade. And yes, hypnotherapy is known as the shortest therapy for the most permanent results. And each and every one of us who is in business, who's a professional, all of us have a personal life.
Mm-hmm.
So there's hiccups in the personal life, or, you know, I have people who are going through divorces. Not exactly fun. The negativity of the divorce overflows into their business life, which then affects everything. People who have chronic pain, they would love to be able to step up and do an A-plus presentation, but if they have lightning bolts shooting down their legs, they really can't focus. So when it comes to hypnotherapy, it's effective. It gives results. I have people who choose to talk to me on a weekly basis. I have others who have a monthly appointment. Every fourth Friday, it's a constant, because they want to upgrade, because the transitions are fun, the plateaus are annoying. And when you have somebody who's a go-getter, a plateau is worse than beige death. That's my worst comment, by the way. So when it comes to people who want the next and the next, it works. Yes, I do everything online. Yes. Phone, Zoom, whatever you need me to. I do international sessions regularly, weekly, on, believe it or not, Facebook audio messenger. Crystal clear. I do things differently because I focus on you. So my sessions are never 50 minutes. They're always 75 to 90. Because this way I get to know you. Your unconscious mind gets to know me. It's comfortable enough to trust me. 75 to 90 minutes gives us the flow to cover a lot of information. And then when I hypnotize, your unconscious mind is safe, feels safe, trust, which means accept suggestions, which means you get the transitions faster. And it's something that I love to do because, I mean, the people I've worked with, yes, I am bound by confidentiality, but I've worked with celebrities. I've worked with Olympic athletes. I've worked with founders of massive organizations. I've worked with the regular person. I've worked with the curious. I've worked with the skeptical. And I've worked with, please help me, you're my last resort. So if I'm going to ask you, all of you listeners, don't let me be your last resort. What would happen if I was your first resort? Mm. How much more life, how much more thriving would you have if you came to me first?
Mm. So intriguing. And I know that you have also brought something for the listeners. Very often when I have guests on my show, I love the opportunity to share something that they have in their toolkit. Some sort of offer, perhaps. What can you bring forward to the listeners?
Absolutely, and it'll be my pleasure. So, when COVID hit, we've all been, I mean, that's global, right? So we all knew how we felt like we spun out. We went off on a tangent. And the only thing we knew was that we didn't know. That plays havoc with everything within us. So I wrote and created, it's on my website, called Conquering COVID. It's not Conquering COVID the disease, it's Conquering COVID the pandemic. So there's an EFT workbook with a hypnotic track that's completely free. I want you to go there and take it, download it, listen to it, do the tapping. It deals with every aspect, with health, with money, with business, with family, with fear, with anxiety, with the acknowledgement of not knowing what's next week's news going to be. And then when we have the ability to acknowledge, because the truth is this, each of you has surpassed worse things. The only ace that COVID has on us is the uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
For all you ladies who've given birth naturally, labor contractions have been equated to 20 bones being crushed at the same time. You are way stronger than you realize. But because we have uncertainty and because we have fear, we lose our energy. We lose our battery. So Conquering COVID workbook is specifically to re-empower you, to get you to feel, well, wait a second, I got this. I handled all that before. I can handle this. And it's free. Please download it 1,000 times. Please share it with everyone you know, because that's my mission. I want to be able to help millions of people be re-empowered, to refocus, relaunch, and actually live a phenomenal life.
Excellent. So if anyone is listening to this as a replay, the way to get access to that workbook is on your website. So it's ProTHRIVES, B for brother, H for Harry.com. So ProThrives BH, which is based hypnotherapy, that's what it stands for, ProThrivesBH.com. And if you're feeling inclined to also understand Maureen's work a little bit further, there's a ton of information on her website. There's some previous podcasts. There's some other information. And as you can tell, she's on a mission and she is unstoppable. And I'm sure that she'll be delighted to hear from you in person. So thank you, Maureen, for sharing your wisdom today. very intriguing. I'm so looking forward to my session with you coming up. And also just the fact that there are other women who are so resilient and dynamic, refuse to take no for an answer, and really are unstoppable. That is what my mission is all about, is showcasing that no matter what you're going through right now, there is always a silver lining. And there are women out there who've been through all kinds of chaos, tragedy, and triumph, and go hand in hand. It's that middle part that I really want to encourage you to step into. Step into your confidence. Step in, as Maureen says, to understanding what your self-identity is made up of. And if we can do it, so can you. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you, Maureen, for sharing your wisdom with
pleasure.
Us. It has been my pleasure. And I really appreciate you and the work that you're doing to help anybody to come back to life just as you've done. Thank you so much.